crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Back here on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. We're going to talk local baseball here for just a moment. The American Legion season is off and rolling, and actually the Price squad was in Colorado this past weekend, and now they're getting set for league play. We're going to talk about all that and more with Coach Willie Ellington, who's joining us right now in the studio. Coach, it's been a while, but it's great to get you back in. Thank you.
Yeah, Audie, Audie, hey, Jordan, it's a pleasure to always come back in and visit with you and talk American Legion baseball. So thank you, and I'd like to thank all our sponsors out there. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's start by talking about, first off, the trip to Colorado. You guys did get one victory out of the four games that you played, so a 1-3 start to the season. That's a very competitive tournament. It's a wooden bat tournament, so it is a little bit different. I like the wooden bats, and I think the kids kind of get excited because it's not too often they get to play a whole tournament with wooden bats. It's unique, to say the least.
Yeah, it's good and fun to watch those kids play with the wood bats. The boys, they're not kids anymore, but watch them play with the wood bats and watch them utilize the power, you know, to watch the ball explode off those wood bats and the sound is just baseball. It's no ping, it's just bomb, you know. When you look at that fence back there, Jordan, 325, 380 or whatever, and they think, well, wow, this park looks kind of short. But when you get out there with that wood bat, you know, the ball just don't sail that tough. But I seen one guy from Colorado blast a big homer out there at the wood bat, and what a beautiful sound and a good-looking hit, too.
Well, let's talk about how the team performed. Again, 1-3. You guys did pick up one victory. I know there was some really good talent that you guys saw from the other squad as far as the pitching went over the weekend. How did you assess the way the guys played?
You know, I'm really excited about those guys and happy for them, you know, that they have the opportunity to play. And, you know, and again, to be surrounded by, you know, such good young gentlemen, you know, the attitudes that they had, you know, and stuff like that is just superb, you know. And the defense, I thought, was just great, you know. And I just kind of tell them, you know, if you guys that, you know, get as much rest as your bats did here in that first game and everything, you guys ought to have enough rest to play today. But you know what, Jordan, I feel good about our team, you know. Got a really good defensive team and got some good pitching talent, you know. And I believe that we'll do well. You just got to work on our bats.
What was the biggest difference? Was it obviously swinging the bat a lot better in that one win compared to the three losses?
I think that's what it was, you know, swinging the bat, you know, and getting used. You know, this is our first go-around, you know.
Right.
Because my guys haven't been, you know, participating in a whole lot of baseball up till this point, you know. So I think that's what it was, you know, just getting used to and adjust ourselves, you know, keeping our eye on the ball and everything. We had maybe, I don't know what, a couple weeks practice or whatever, but we'll be okay. But we need to just get our bats going. Defense looks great.
Let's talk about some of the guys on the team. Who are some individuals that you definitely expect to make a big impact for the Legion squad this year?
Well, I look at Tyson Bush, you know, I think he really hit the ball well. I mean, he just exploded with the bat, and what a great infielder and a great pitcher and great leadership, you know. And Trevor Palmo, third base, what a great pitcher, you know. Hit the ball well, and then Johnny Tallarico had a good bat there. I think, you know, and his pitching skills was really good. You know, we just need to, you know, work on our pickoffs and not throwing the ball away so much and everything. And then Gavin Robinette pitched in a great game, and boy, he really hit the ball well. You know, we just had a great game against Montrose. Everybody hit the ball well. And then Elijah Ellington, you know, I look at him over there, big guy on first base, and pitched him for a few. And, you know, some of these guys ain't played for, you know, several seasons, you know. So, I mean, they're excited and they look good. And I believe that we're going to do well. And there's just so many of them. Duncan Lacombe behind the plate, you know, what a great catcher. The whole squad I'm looking at as a whole, it looks good. Remy Thamont playing out in center field. Drew Jones, they got good wheels. And I think we're going to be pretty good.
The biggest question, I think, for any Legion team going into the year is attitude, how the kids have meshed, how they've gotten along as far as the practicing and the tryouts go. How would you say the attitude on the team is?
You know, Jordan, back to the original question you asked me, the reason why they played so well in the Montrose game, and then we come back and bats kind of went to sleep. Them kids just seeing the team that they had and seeing the defense and offense, what they can put together and everything, And that night at the motel, it was just nice to see all those kids just gel together and just be so happy knowing that they have a good team. And the leadership and the attitude was just so great. And it's neat to have a group of boys like that to where you just don't have to, you know, be on top of them every moment. What great leadership. All of them done very good.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Willie Ellington of the Price American Legion baseball team. Coach, let's talk about league play. There's going to be five teams in this division this year. You guys are going to share it with Helper, Roosevelt. I believe Vernal's going to be in there, and St. George is. So St. George, Roosevelt, Helper, Vernal, and Price. That's the league right there. It's pretty competitive.
It's going to be a competitive league, and I just thank good for Jeff Cincinnati and Shane Johansson. It's, you know, grabbed the bull by the horns, you know, and putting it together so we have some structure in our league. And it's going to be competitive, and I'm excited to let them see what kind of team that, you know, Price has got on the field. You know, we're going to be competitive, very competitive as well. So I think it's going to be a great thing.
Now, there's two playoff spots up for grabs out of the five teams in this division. Is that the main goal right now for this Price squad, to grab one of those playoff spots?
Yeah, you know, listen to the players and stuff like that. You know, oh, I'd like to go to state. Well, you know, the choice is yours, you know, and you never know. You know, St. George has always showed good leadership out there, you know, and we can just look and at some of them guys and play them and just learn from them and things like that. And I believe we can be right there.
Yeah, like you said, it's going to be tough front to back. And, of course, with Helper getting a team once again, we know that they're always competitive. A lot of people look forward to that Price-Helper matchup. And the first time that Price will meet Helper, that's going to be on June 13th at the Helper Legion Field. Doubleheader action. You get a game at 4 and a game again at 6.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be a great time, and I'm excited about that, Jordan, especially for the community. You know, we have some great athletes here. You know, we have nice facilities and everything, and I'd encourage everyone to come out and watch this game, you know, and I'm not going to throw no guarantees out there, but, you know, I will guarantee this, that you'll have a good time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, definitely. Coach, I got the schedule right in front of me. You guys will play roughly 6 games at home, and once again, you'll be playing your home games at the USU Eastern's baseball field.
Yes, you know, and I appreciate Scott Mattson, you know, and Price City, you know, for allowing us to participate there on the field and the way they've took care of it. You know, that's a big plus, you know, to take care of our fields in the community. So my hat's really off to Scott Mattson.
Now, the next game for you guys, it's going to be this Friday at home, doubleheader action against Vernal. These games count. This is going to be counting on the league record. So right off the bat, you guys have a couple of home games. I know it's always important for the community to get out and support these kids. Two big games for you guys on Friday.
Yes, you know, come on out and support us, you know, and it'll be a good game. You know, we was excited to have Vernal come join us this year. You know, they called me, said, hey, you know, we want to have a Legion team. You know, we got uniforms, new uniforms, and we may have a bus and everything. So I'm really excited for the Vernal boys come back. You know, Vernal's always had a great team, you know, so I believe it's going to be some good competition there on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, typically they're very competitive. Coach, as far as who's in your dugout helping you this year, that's always important, especially in the Legion season when there's so much going on. I know you need a couple of good assistants. You got Matt Tallarico helping you this year.
Yeah, I got Matt Tallarico, and also Tom Johnson will be helping me. He played for CU back in the 80s, I believe, as a pitching coach for CU. You know, he's a left-hander. You know, he always brings that up. Hey, Willie, I'll throw these guys. You know, they can get a little southpaw work or whatever. And I'll tell you what, the kids really like him. He's got a lot of good mechanical work that he can really help these guys. So I'm glad to have Tom to help us as well.
Has there been pretty good structure for you guys as far as practice goes?
Well, yeah. I'm really glad about the commitment this year, Jordan. I mean, everybody's there. You know, I believe we probably had a total of probably maybe 21 guys try out. You know, we're at 14, 15 now, you know, and we're still looking at, you know, maybe, you know, still trying to keep a 12-man roster. So we'll see how that goes, you know, into the future in the next couple of weeks or whatever.
You always try to keep around 12 because I know in talking to you off of the cuff, it's important to you that every kid on the team gets a chance to play. If you get more than 12, it's just not possible.
No, and it's hard, you know, and it's not only so much discouraging for the kids, you know, it's discouraging for a coach and parents as well. You know, you have too many kids on the roster, you know, you really can't play everyone. And when it comes to competition, even double hitters, you know, you get a 3, 4, or 5-star player, they just don't want to sit out. And I just think that's real important, you know, to try to stop a disaster before it happens.
Well, Coach, it's been great to catch up with you and get rolling here on the new season. I know that you're a busy guy. We're going to let you go. But before we do that, you wanted to give a shout-out to your sponsors and everybody that's helped make the 2016 possible.
Yeah, you know, there's so many of you out there, you know, and of course, I always like the, you know, Dave Zacharia and Dave Hinkins, and a really good friend of mine is Mr. Robert Etchell, H. Etchell. I call him Mr. E, you know, and Walt Boyla, and especially the post number three, Mauro DiCarlo, Neldon Huff, and Tony Bassel. We just really appreciate all you guys, you know, Book Cliff, you know, there's just so many, you know, the Stilson family. There's just so many of you folks out there, you know, that really, that's really gave me inspiration to keep me going. I was sitting there eating dinner one day, and a gentleman come up, Jordan, he says, "You still coaching Price American Legion?" I go, "Yeah." Well, he hands me a $20 bill, and he says, "Hey, buy some baseball." You know, that's encouraging to me because, you know, our area right now is really, you know, we're struggling, you know, so I appreciate anything and everything that we do get, and I really mean that from my heart, you know, because it's a big plus to have the backup from the community, and you guys allow me to come in and, you know, talk American Legion baseball. I really appreciate that. So if there's some of you sponsors out there that I miss, I don't mean to, but you know who you are. We really thank you a whole bunch, you know, so thank you guys so much.
Coach, it's always fun to talk to you. I know we'll catch up again real soon. Hopefully after the Helper game, we can get you back in and recap.
Oh, I can't wait because I believe it's going to be an exciting game.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, thank you, Jordan.
All right, we have more coming up here on KOAL 103.9 FM and 750 AM. We'll get out for a quick break and be right back.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Golden Eagles.
Welcome to my house.